Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should old sin begin to overtake you, and old Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you'll find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, sister? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, March 22nd, 2021. I have a special guest in the studio with me that I'll formally introduce in a minute or two, as it's always exciting on Monday to have a new verse to look at, to think about, to study, to ponder throughout the week. And today we'll be looking at and talking a little about Psalm 23:4. But first, a couple little announcements, a recap from the weekend. It was a full and fun weekend. In fact, on Saturday, I was at the Salem Baptist Church in Decatur, and I got to meet some of the best listeners, new listeners to our Decatur frequency, friends from Springfield and throughout the area, as we attended an Ernie Haasen signature sound concert. It was so totally worth it. These guys, not only did they have great tight harmonies, but the gift of sharing and the whole presentation, it went about 3 or so hours. I think I got there around 4:15 and didn't leave till about 10:30 at night. So it was a very full day, but I handed out hundreds of program guides and our Prime Lifetimes publication, had candy canes for people, and it was just a fun time to meet a lot of listeners, people that had said they've listened to the station for years, to some people that only tuned in a few days ago. And so it was neat meeting people from throughout the central Illinois area. But Ernie Haasen's signature sound, I'd highly recommend if they're ever in the area that you purchase tickets and attend. They were great. And I think it's only the third concert that they've presented since the whole COVID pandemic started. And so they were just ripe and ready to go. And Les Schluter and his family did a great job at coordinating all the details, making people feel welcomed. And we appreciate Pastor Derek Bradshaw. He's the lead pastor at the Salem Baptist Church, providing such great accommodations. I don't know, there must have been 500, 600, 700 people. I don't know, it was a full church and a glorious occasion to close out a Saturday evening in a time of worship and sharing. But I told Pastor Derek that maybe in the coming days that I could have him a part of Testimony Tuesday. Seemed like a really great guy. He and the First Lady, and just how open and accessible that whole church was for everyone. So that was great. So I appreciate the fun Saturday night and meeting so many of our listeners, or even new listeners. I was handing out program guides, as I mentioned, to so many different people. And so hopefully we'll make some great inroads into Decatur and the towns around that area in the coming days. So that was a lot of fun. And another thing that was really interesting, and I couldn't wait to share this with you, this past Thursday, I think it was, I got this email. Hey, I'm going to ask my special guest to look and see if he knows. This guy's from Finland. At the bottom of this, Brooks, can you tell me what that name is? See if you can figure it out. The guy's from Finland. He seems like he has good English, but what do they speak? Is it Finnish? What's the language in Finland, do you know?
I haven't the slightest idea. Maybe Dutch.
Oh, that could be.
So the Dutch moved up and down. I have no idea, though.
Can you say that name?
I'm guessing maybe Finnish would be a good guess, too, Mark.
Okay. What do you think that name is? Hannu
Titikan. Hannu Titikanen.
Okay. Well, thank you. Usually all the difficult names I give to my co-hosts or special guests. Yeah, it's H-A-N-N-U, Hanun, something like that, T-I-K-K-A-N-E-N. He's from Espoo, Finland. And so he contacted me, I think it was on Thursday, through an email, and he goes, "Hello, I hope this is great news. It is my pleasure to inform you that your 1370 AM station was picked up with a radio receiver and an outdoor antenna all the way here in Finland, Northern Europe." And I thought, that's impossible. How could our 2,000-watt station make it all the way to Finland? And I thought, oh, he must have meant through streaming audio, through the Internet. And he said no, and he showed me all these frequency maps and these different ways that he measures, and it's a hobby to get stations throughout the world. And he has like this 300-foot antenna and shortwave and all these things. So he sent me pictures. And so let me read. So he says, "This was a genuine reception through airwaves with a transmitted signal bouncing back from the upper layers of the atmosphere down to my outdoor antenna. Though the reception would be possible over the Internet for nearly all the stations, I am an old-time radio enthusiast who likes to do it the hard way. It's much more fun and exciting to pick up a rare signal from the other side of the world on the radio with some noise and fading." In fact, he actually sent me about a 20-second clip to validate that he did, in fact, listen, and there was a lot of static with it, but it clearly said WLLM, Lincoln, Illinois. And I was like, how can he listen in Finland to our radio station? So he goes on to say, "I'm a 61-year sales development director, been in the radio listening hobby for over 47 years by now. I'm married, two children, living in the capital city. The company I'm working for uses radio advertising a lot to promote our brand and products, so in a way I'm linked with the broadcasting also at work. It's a lot of fun, but always challenging to be in FMCG business." And then goes on to write, "As the possibilities to build outdoor aerials in non-existing in the urban surrounding where I live, and the level of man-made noise is extremely high on the AM frequencies, I escaped from this noise level to a cottage where I got the possibility to build long aerials in the forest." And he shows pictures of this, too. Then he goes on to say, "The copper wires are stretched from tree branch to tree branch some 15 feet above the ground. That's where I heard your station." So he has this whole setup in the woods, and he shows all these evergreens with snow on them, you know, way north in Finland this time of year. And then he goes on to say, "For a short while, I was indeed able to follow your programming with my Processus SDR receiver and a 3,000-feet directional antenna pointing roughly towards U.S. Midwest. Enclosed, see the details of this reception. Also enclosed is an audio file. I copied the announcement a couple of times for your convenience, but please use headphones anyways. I'd be extremely happy to receive your comments about the recording if you were able to hear your announcer's voice and if you recognize the written documentation as yours. Was it really your station I heard? This confirmation would be highly appreciated. I heard WLLM 1370 frequency February 12th, 2021 at Central Standard Time AM with the following details." And then he lists, you can see he has some official notice of what he heard and what it was said. And then he goes on to say, "Thank you very much for the programming. It was a pleasure to tune in. I couldn't figure out what was the last word of the announcement after Lincoln. Was it Illinois or another city? Thus, your comments regarding my recording would be highly appreciated and warmly received." And then he put, "Enclosed are some pictures to show my equipment and the aerial in the forest. I'd also be happy to know if you receive this kind of long-distance contacts regularly or if this message of mine was an exception. Cordially yours." And then Hannu Titikanen, Espoo, Finland, and he left his email address. But isn't that phenomenal? Somebody off air
in Finland listened to some of our programming. I was just like blown away and so encouraged. So
that's great.
Yeah, I had to share that with everyone. I sent that out to our board to say, hey, we have a new listener in Finland. In fact, we've become kind of pen pals. We've emailed back and forth three or four times, and I thought, maybe this is one of these divine appointments where he's maybe never heard the gospel before or known anything about Christian radio. So we've had some fun mentions back and forth, and I told him how we have a program guide, and on the front it says, reaching 3 million potential listeners. And so I said, I'm going to have to change that to put 3 million and 1, because we have a new friend in Finland that we're now reaching. And so we've gone back and forth, and I just thought, how unique that our broadcasts in Lincoln can actually reach all the way to Finland. Now we have some special equipment and such, but what an encouraging thing to know that somebody is reaching our frequency off air. And certainly people throughout the world can log on to greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and hear our streaming audio and hear all of our programming formats. So we have a new listener, at least for that day, from Finland, and who knows who else might contact us in the coming days. Because I know we have some listeners in Russia, in Germany, in Canada, and a few other countries. Because of our streaming audio, it always lets us know where people are logging in from. And so welcome to our radio listening family. And if you've never contacted us before and want to maybe get a little shout out, you can reach us at staff@greatnewsradio.org, staff@greatnewsradio.org. Introduce yourself. Tell us how long you've been listening, if you have favorite programs and such. And we'll be happy to reply and send you our program guide or other radio materials. And that's what I did all Saturday night. I was handing out program guides to people, and I had this big map of all of our frequencies, 19 frequencies covering the whole central part of Illinois, and then into our Indiana listeners. And so I would say, hey, do you live in that blue covered area? And they say, yeah, I live right here. They'd all point it out. And I said, oh, this is the frequency you should tune in. So it was fun to meet so many new people and get to know them and get to share the radio ministry, that it's not only just broadcasting, but we have this Prime Lifetimes paper, and we have the theater troupe, and we have a men's choir that's going to start up again pretty soon. We also have the children's choir, and we teach conversational English classes. So I almost got hoarse by the end of the night because I was enthusiastically telling everyone what we have going on and what we're doing. But that's the unique thing about this radio ministry, is it's just not broadcasting. It can touch people's lives and hopefully point them to Jesus in a lot of different ways. And so by way of induction, wow, that's probably the longest I've gone. I think that's been 13 straight minutes. So with me in the studio here is a neighbor. Not only has Brooks been a friend for some years, we're a part of a Pinnacle Forum weekly group on Thursdays, and I also know him through the Shalia special group that Dr. Dave Webb is discipling once a month and spending time pouring into us. So I've known Brooks for some years through those two occasions. But if you've ever shopped at formerly known as the Muhammad IGA, he and his wife Tammy own that and supervised and helped out and hired a lot of locals. And if you shopped in there for, what, about 10? How many years did you own?
15.
15 years. Now it's a Schnucks, but correct, it was the Friendly Muhammad IGA. Brooks and Tammy owned that for 15 years, and you saw Brooks in there all the time. So he and I, we can talk shop, which is a lot of fun because, as you know, I've talked about my many years with Jewel Food Stores, about 16 years. I was always proud, never missed a day in my 16 years. I used to bleed orange, as they said, because I was so steeped in Jewel. That was my life for a lot of years. But Brooks and I have gotten to talk shop and got to talk a lot about Jesus on our Thursday and Saturday group meetings. But I didn't know till just the other day, what, it'd take you about 2.5 minutes to get over here, just a couple bends around the road. You're out in the country near the Mansfield area.
Yeah, not too far away.
Yeah, so it was like,
over.
We go by his house all the time as we head into either Mansfield or shortcut into Farmer City or when we go to Bloomington. So we've been by his house dozens of times, never knowing that he lived right there. And so the other day I said, hey, Brooks, Memorization Monday is coming up, and we're going to be looking at Psalm 23:5, and it'll give me a reason to have you over and spend some more time with you, and we'll have a special reading on that verse. Could you participate in it? And you said, sure, what do you want me to do? And I said, just come on over and I'll share you with our radio listening friends and we'll see. I know I had a pretty long introduction, but I don't know if we'll be able to fit in your testimony on this program. So maybe I can have you back, knowing that you're only about 2 or 3 minutes away. You could come back tomorrow and we can turn it into a testimony Tuesday. But on this Memorization Monday, we're looking at Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And so this will be the fifth week in a row we've been looking at Psalm 23. You know, a few weeks ago we looked at 23:1, then 23:2, then 2 weeks ago 23:3. Last week we looked at 23:4. Well, today it's 23:5, so I'm going to ask Brooks to read what Robert J. Morgan has to say from his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, and then we'll close out with some chit-chat on this verse, and maybe we can have Brooks give us a little insight into his beloved wife, Tammy. We'll put that maybe on deck, but thank you, Brooks, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
You bet. As the geography of Psalm 23 progresses, we have now reached the high plateaus and tablelands where the shepherd's muscles are put to a test. There are rocks to disgorge, briars to clear, pastures to cultivate for the flocks, waters to be channeled, and mountain lions to be driven away. Our shepherd provides for us in the most remote places, even in the presence of our predatory foes. Sometimes we encounter human enemies, scheming coworkers, unpleasant neighbors, hostile family members. Worse, enemies that lurk within us. Selfish thoughts, filthy minds, jealous attitudes, or bitter spirits. And the most dangerous of all are satanical forces prowling around like roaring lions, looking for sheep to devour. Our shepherd delivers us from all foes. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, ever. No one will snatch them from my hand." That's John 10:27-28. The Lord anoints us with oil of the Holy Spirit, soothing our hurts, nicks, cuts, bumps, and bruises. And he tends to our needs. We can say our cups runneth over. Providing water for the sheep was hard work. In places without natural sources of water, wells are dug by hand with crude shovels. In Genesis 29, for example, Jacob came upon an enormous well in Mesopotamia to service 3 different herdsmen. At a certain time each day, the workers would roll a stone from the mouth of the well and haul up the water, pouring it through troughs until they overflowed. To the psalmist, such a scene illustrates God's overflowing blessings in our lives. He then writes, "One day when I was checking our sheep, I was alarmed to find a horse that had taken a bite out of the ear of one of our ewes. I didn't see it happen, but there's no doubt that a good portion of the ear had been torn away by the horse's teeth. At first I didn't know what to do, but I thought of this verse of Scripture. Grabbing a bottle of olive oil from the kitchen, I washed the damaged ear and rubbed the olive oil into the wound. It seemed to soothe the sheep, and after several treatments, the wound was healed. Later, as I was talking to a sheep farmer about it, he said, 'Oh, yes, it's a little trick we use at livestock shows. If we're showing sheep and she gets a nick or cut, we rub a little olive oil on it, and it does the trick.'" This closes out with a quote from F.B. Meyer. "There's no grudging in God's benevolence. He does not measure out his goodness as the apothecary counts his drops. God's way is always characterized by overflowing bounty." That was a quote by F.B. Meyer.
And this is our verse for today, for this week. Psalm 23:5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." And I know the past few weeks, they've been pretty kind of easy ones that you could, like, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I mean, that's an easy one to talk about. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." And I think we had Trent Meacham talking about sometimes God has to force us down so that we do rest. I know, Brooks, you and I, kind of high capacity. We, you know, you've been a grocery store manager, leader in the community, and you got to accomplish a lot of things. So it's sometimes tough for us to lie down and to rest and relax. But the Lord really wants us to do that. That's somewhat why there's the Sabbath rest and other things that we do. Then a few weeks ago, "He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." You know, we all want to have our souls restored, and we want to be led and guided by the Lord. Then last week, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And so that's a very encouraging verse about that God will be with us, that we're not to fear. here, that he will protect us and guide us. And then we get to today's verse. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Kind of a difficult one, but then you start thinking about it. You prepare a table before me. Wow, to think that God would prepare a table for us, that he's going to provide us food or nourishment, or that he's preparing it on our behalf in the presence of my enemies. That's kind of a obscure, like, what is he showing us off in front of the enemies? Like, you anoint my head with oil. I mean, the fact that God would anoint us individually with oil, and that he does want to prosper us, that our cups can overflow. A pretty interesting verse. Brooks, before I ask you, did you find any personal points of application? Because it's not the easiest verse to maybe divide or talk about. I should have mentioned one of the reasons why I wanted to have you a part of Memorization Monday. As I know, you grew up on a ranch. You dealt with cattle in Montana. Did you have any sheep? Because I know you were a herdsman or dealt with cattle. What else did you do on your ranch when you grew up with all your brothers?
So we grew up on the Canadian border in Montana, Plentywood, Montana. We had about 3,000 cattle at the peak, and of course we grazed sheep behind those cattle, and that had every other barnyard animal you'd imagine. But we lived the desolate cowboy life, let me put it that way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have you back tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday, because I know some of your faith journey, and it's been kind of a fascinating sanctification process that the Lord has had you on, where you were very open to maybe even going into ministry or being a priest. We'll talk a little bit about that on Testimony Tuesday. And then we certainly want to know how God brought Tammy into your life and how you ended up coming to Mahomet, Illinois, and taking over and owning and having the oversight of the Mahomet IGA. So we'll save that for Testimony Tuesday. Thank you, God, that you're 2.5 minutes away. Didn't know you were just west of me out in the country, but we'll have you drive back and be a part of Testimony Tuesday. And so thank you. And tomorrow, I promise everyone, I'm going to let him do some of the talking with his faith journey sharing and his storytelling. But for today and this week, let's look at Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. May your cup overflow today and always as you draw near to God and he draws near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Brooks Marsh with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.